In this episode, we will talk about the failures, the F of life. Hey everyone out there, this is Deepak. Welcome to the Voice of Deepak. This is the episode 13 of season 1. In the previous episode, we talked about the 4 E's of life that were empathy, evolution, emotional quotient and education. Now, in this episode, we shall talk about failures, that is the F of life. We are not here to discuss how to overcome or avoid failures, but we are here to discuss how to love the process of losing. Yes, failures are something that should be a part of everyone's life. If you are not failing, that means you are not doing enough. You are not doing shit. You are not trying. People are scared, terrified to even think of failures. What's the reason? Again, the same thing. I cannot talk about loving the process of losing without mentioning that we need to stop worrying what others think about us. Everything is just interlinked. If you are failing, that means you are into something. You are trying. You are doing shit. That's just awesome. There are billions of people who are not even trying. Failure makes you humble. It teaches you a lot of stuff without you even realizing it. That's how powerful it is. What exactly is failure? Lack of success is failure. Then what is success? Dictionary describes success as attaining wealth, prosperity or fame. Is this the actual meaning of success? No, it is not the actual meaning of success, but it is the meaning of materialistic success. Then what is success? In my view, success is happiness and happiness is success. Then what is failure? Is it the absence of success or happiness? No, it is not. Happiness is a holy part of our life. We must never let it down because of some external XYZ factors. Then what is failure? Failure is you not able to reach your own expectations or short-term goals that you had visualized then. That's failure. Don't look at or worry about what the world thinks about you and your failures. If you have failed, there could be 2 major reasons. One, you may not have put in the effort to reach your own expectations. 2, you may have put in the effort and time, but that may be in a wrong way or a seamless direction. There could be n number of reasons, but these are the 2 major reasons that I see at this point in time. Everything is in you. It was you who laid and set up expectations, and it was you who couldn't reach there. You exactly know what went wrong, so you accept those as yours and try and rectify them. Failures make you tough, resistant in the long run. You have failed means only at that instance, at that particular moment, based on some particular criteria. That doesn't mean you're a failure. No, it is not. You should never judge yourselves for your own failures or let yourselves down based on the judgment of the external world. Everything is just about self-awareness. Failure is just like a fumble while talking. That doesn't mean you stop talking. Accept your failures as your darlings. Love them because they make you humble and tough. Look at the bigger picture and welcome failures with happiness and love. Start doing, keep failing, and eventually getting tougher and tougher. One more brief point before I end this. Difficulties, problems, and failures that you have now or sometime later in the near future may seem terrific and deadly, but all these are just a matter of time and perception. The biggest problem or worry that you possess now at this point in time, after a period of time, you will start laughing at it or realize how silly it was then. So just look at every single problem that you come across in multiple dimensions with different perceptions. I'll talk more about perceptions once we get into the P of life. So that's all for this episode. Love the process of losing. See you all soon with another new episode. Take care, people. One life, no regrets. One life, no complaints. Just love and positivity. Take care. Be safe. Bye-bye.